Philosopher Martha Nussbaum said, you can't really change the heart without telling a story. And we came into practice, into this Dharma path. With unsatisfying stories, stories of greed and aversion. Stories that failed to make sense of what it's actually like to be human. And then we were offered new stories, the story of the Dharma, and maybe it's changed your heart. But Dharma stories are stories we outgrow. We live them, use them, change our hearts, and outgrow them, and put them down. And look up at the sky or the space of awareness. And standing undefended against the vastness. Experience feels safe enough so that there's no need to make meaning. And then we find ourselves living into a new story, even richer, more nuanced. More potent. Somehow it feels like we can put the silence into words. That the silence, the vastness lives in the story. Our body lives in the story. But the vastness reminds us that there's no last word, no final story. We just follow the thread of longing or peace, clarity. Thank you. It's good to practice with you this evening. And yeah, it's late for a bunch of you, quite late. May feel late to all of you, I don't know. When it is time to go to bed, do it gently, some care, with thoughts of some appreciation for yourself, and just tilting the mind toward the love. And when you wake up, whenever that is, just to be patient, you know, as body and the ordinary mental functions come online, just as you sort of, yeah, just patient, rather than jumping up right into your day tomorrow. So, look forward to more practice together. Rest well.